menopause looks like and what kind of, you know, effects and things that you can have. And then I was like, well, maybe it's not even that. And I was looking for reasons all over the place. I was looking for anything and everything. And I even decided that I have a heart condition because my dad and my brother-in-law both were really tired before their heart attack. So I'm thinking, oh, I must be getting ready for a heart attack. And I'm not that old yet. So this went on, like I said, for weeks. And I just couldn't figure out what was going on. Now I need my eyes. And finally, I started asking God. Imagine that. At my last result, I was just like, God, what is going on? Like, why am I feeling like this? Am I really getting sick? And God answers. And I was under spiritual attack, which I did not even realize that it can be like that. Of course, I've heard about spiritual warfare. You hear stories, you study, and you know that it's real. But until you come face to face with it like that, it's just blindsided me. I didn't know, I didn't expect it. I didn't know what to look for. So I know that it was God who sent us to Panama. I have no doubt about it. All the doors that are opened and the connections and people that we meet, I know we are in the right place. But just because we are in the right place doesn't mean that it's just smooth sailing afterwards. I mean, if you remember Israelites going to the promised land, it wasn't that there was no more battles. The battles started and continued on and on. So that's a battle that we have. We are in our promised land in a way in Panama, but we still have to battle because we have an enemy. And it says in, I want to read Ephesians 6:12. It says that, for our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. So I experienced that in firsthand, that we do have a real enemy. I think sometimes, especially in America or in Western countries, we think enemy and devil, the Satan, it's in like scary movies, you know, whatever the scary movies are out there today. And we often see it like that. And even as Christians, we know that devil is real. We know that it's a real thing because it's in the Bible. But we don't really see him working in the ways that we believe that it's actually real. I know that's true for me because obviously you can tell by my story that I didn't expect to be attacked. I didn't expect that the enemy actually was that real. And as long as we don't admit it and know that it really exists, we can't be prepared for it. We don't know what we're fighting against. Just for example, I'm not scared of aliens. People talk about aliens. I could care less. So I wouldn't ever worry about being attacked by aliens or them waiting for me behind a corner somewhere or hurting me because I don't believe in them. In the same way, if we don't believe that we have a real enemy who wants to harm us and hurt us, we are not prepared for it. And we don't know when it happens because we don't believe in it. So we look for other reasons, like I was looking for menopause and heart attacks and all these other different things. So when this happened and I finally realized what was going on, I started asking God, that God, how did I miss it so bad? How did it take me that long to see what was going on? And I was reminded the story in the Bible of David and Goliath. And I want to just read a couple verses and then talk about it a little bit. 1 Samuel 17:32-37. David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on the account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Paul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on to me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defiled the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. Saul said to David, go, and the Lord will be with you. What's so awesome about this, these verses here is right away the David's attitude. Let no one lose heart in account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. He wasn't worried about it one bit. He said, let no one lose heart. What's the big deal? He had a great attitude. Let's fight this enemy. Another thing he did, he was remembering what God has done in the past. He was able to defeat the lion and the bear with God's help. If we go back and start remembering those things that God has done in the past, how he's helped us, how he's rescued us, and the miracles and wonders that he has performed, it gives us courage and gives us faith. That's right. God did that in the past. He's going to do it again. And that's why it's really good to keep a journal. Because when you journal those things that God does and the answers to the prayers and all these different things, when you are discouraged or faced with something, you can go back to your journal and look at it and remember, like, that's right. That's how God helped me. And other thing that I thought was interesting here, he named his enemy. He knew who the enemy, this Philistine. He knew who his enemy was. He wasn't wondering and looking for it and wondering, I wonder who I'm fighting against. He knew exactly who his enemy was. And just like in a real life, when there's war, you need to know who your enemy is. If we get attacked, if the military and the president are wondering like, huh, who is the enemy? Is it Russia? Who just bombed us? Was it Colombia? You have to know who your enemy is and where it's coming from. You can't start wondering when the attack is already happening, who your enemy is and who's attacking you. So you need to have a strategy in place and know what's going on. Continuing on verse 45, I'm kind of jumping a little bit, just getting to a couple important points that God pointed out to me. Verse 45, David said to the Philistine, you come against me with the sword and the spear and the javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and to the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that that is not by the sword or the spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you, and he will give all into your hands. As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him, reaching into his back, taking out the stone. He slung it and struck the Philistine in the forehead. And the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down to the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with the sling and the stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. I remember reading this in the past, and one thing that really caught my eye was that David was naming the weapons that the Philistine was using to come in against him. You have come against me with the sword and a spear and a javelin. He was able to name what the weapons the enemy was using against him. And that's why it's important to us to know what kind of weapons the enemy is using against us. Like for me, I was blindsided because I had no idea that enemy would use depression because I'd never been depressed. But enemy is sneaky. He's not going to let you know what he's using next. He's not going to send you a note and say, okay, I'm going to attack you next week and this is what I'm going to do. Same in war. You're not going to get a notice from Russia that they're going to attack you next week and they're going to bomb Texas, capital city of Texas or something like that. It's always by the element of surprise that enemy gets us. And I was surprised. I didn't know the weapons he was using. So we need to be aware of the kind of weapons that enemy uses against us. And we always need to develop those weapons that we have. and carry them with us. David had his weapons on him. He didn't start looking for the weapons when the time came to fight. It wasn't like he was like, oh, where did I know I had it with me last week. I think I might have left it in the field somewhere. He had it with him all the time. We have to be prepared. And God really showed me that I have to be ready all the time. I can't be just lollygag, you know, like a better word. I need to be ready. I need to know where my weapons are, and they need to be on my hand. And 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have a divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the kingdom of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So God has already given us the weapons, and he's telling us what our weapons are. They are not the weapons of this world, guns and slings and things like that. But we have a word of God. That is the weapon that we need with enemy. It works every time. And we need to know the word of God so we know when the enemy attacks, what to use and how to use it. So we need to have it at hand at all time. And like it says in the story of David, he quickly ran towards the enemy. He didn't waste any time. I was wasting weeks looking for what was happening and what was going on and what is this attack and what is the weapon that enemy is using against me and who is even my enemy. But David didn't spend any time or waste any time. There was no self-pity, wondering, oh, why is this happening to me? What's going on? I don't understand. He knew what was going on, and he was ready, and he had his weapon on hand, right on him. And the Israelites had been at it for 40 days already, and they were scared. They didn't know how to defeat this enemy, but David knew right away. He was ready. So, yes, God has given us the weapons, and also God has given us the power to use those weapons. Let me read you Luke 10:19. I have given you authority to trample on scorpions, snakes and scorpions, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. So there we go. We know what our weapons are, and we have already been given an authority and a power to use it against all the enemy. All of it. And nothing will harm us. So God has given us every tool and the authority to be victorious and defeat our enemy. So let's not let the enemy get the best of us. I think I learned a really valuable lesson. It was a hard one, but I learned it. How to be ready, to be on guard, and to expect it, because it will happen, because we do have a real enemy. But don't lose heart, because we have the weapons, like I said, and we have the power and authority. And Jesus is always for us. Amen.